Here's the difference between Soto Zen, Shikan Taza, and other forms of meditation, such as Vipassana, or even Rinzai Zen. So in many other forms of meditation, you're encouraged to intentionally focus on one thing. Say, for example, your breath, and just exclusively focus on that. And the general instruction is, anytime your mind wanders from your point of focus, just bring it back gently. And we do that to a certain degree in Shikan Taza as well. However, there's not an exclusive focus in Shikan Taza. It might be on our breathing, but it also may be on sound. It may be on posture. And so the mind is given free rein, so to speak, to experience what it's experiencing. And so there may be attention given to several things. We allow the mind to be open and to just notice what it notices. And we're kind of a participant in that, in noticing. So sometimes we might be aware of our breathing, but we're not trying to focus intently on our breath, as good of a practice as that is. Sometimes we might be focused on our posture, but not to the exclusion of everything else. So you can imagine like the head of a sprinkler that goes around and around in all directions. It might not be that strong, but it reaches everywhere. And that's an example of Soto Zen meditation. Our mind is kept open. And so oftentimes when people get started with meditation, they think, am I doing it right? Shouldn't I have my mind focus on something else than it is right now? But with Soto Zen, we simply notice where the mind is focused at this moment, and then not attach to it. We don't dig into where the mind is focused. We just simply notice, oh, here's where my mind is. And then we let that go. And then we ask the question again, where is my mind? And bring it to that object. But don't hold on to that object. Let that go. And so we're working with a stream of consciousness, returning again and again to, what do I notice in this moment? Opening all of the senses, all of the Dharma gates. And so returning this to this theme of delusion, delusions can bring us also to enlightenment. If we think of delusions as, oh, I shouldn't focus on that, then delusions are an obstacle. But if we see our delusions as, oh, this is where my mind happens to be at this point, accepting that, and then releasing it, not attaching it, not digging into it, and then see what comes up next.